You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Intermittent fasting has become a popular eating pattern in recent years. It can be defined as a meal timing schedule, which involves cycling between eating and non-eating. A recent study has shown how intermittent fasting can promote a longer lifespan and metabolic benefits. Joe talks to Professor Rachel Taylor, the head of the Department of Medicine from the University of Otago, on the benefits of intermittent fasting and what it does to the human body. I will just say, if anything to do with eating disorders is an issue for you, I would probably not listen for the next 6 minutes and tune back in for Gins 1 to 4. But here is Rachel and Joe now.
Could you give a bit of background into what fasting is and what are some of the benefits that come along with it?
Sure. So, I mean, intermittent fasting or fasting in some sort of form has been around forever, really. You know, some religions have various different periods of fasting and things like that. But intermittent fasting and different variations of it have sort of become quite a lot more popular over the last few years. From a weight loss point of view, for many people, it's an easier thing. You know, the 5-2 diet, for example, has become very popular, where you eat normally for 5 days and then you severely restrict your energy intake for 2 days. And the belief is that for many people, it's much easier to sort of only worry about what you're eating 2 days a week than sort of trying to limit your intake every single day by a smaller amount, but every single day. So, you know, the research supports that up to a point, but we don't actually have a lot of long-term research showing that fasting in humans actually leads to more weight loss long-term. Short-term seems to work really well, but there aren't a lot of long-term studies.
A recent study has compared fasting to diets with a lower caloric intake. Would you say that fasting is more suited for short-term and reduced caloric diets more in the long-term?
No, it's just that most weight loss research only lasts sort of 6 to 12 months. You know, that's about how long we can sort of encourage people to take part in those sorts of studies. And basically any diet will work if you can stick to it. And that's the key point, is if you can stick to it rather than what the exact dietary regime is. And so for some people love intermittent fasting, whether it's 5-2 or time-restricted eating or any of the variations. Some people adapt to it beautifully. Some people cannot do it to save themselves. Yeah. And so the key thing really there is if you can stick to it. So if intermittent fasting works for you, then go for it. It has been shown to have some good health benefits.
Do we see any other benefits of intermittent fasting, such as better mental health or any other physical health benefits?
Yeah, there are other benefits. I mean, it does change the way your metabolism works, if you like. So it does make your body switch to burning off more fat. Body fat is a fuel and things like that. It does have some impact on your insulin sensitivity, and so that has some health benefits in terms of your sort of blood glucose management. A lot of the interest has really come from the animal research showing that it increases longevity or lifespan. That, of course, isn't research we can do in humans, so it's hard to know whether such a thing is true for fasting in humans. But certainly there are metabolic health benefits for your body over and above any weight loss that you might observe.
You hear a lot of people talk about their diets have gone out the window, or it's been quite difficult to stay active and healthy or maintain a healthy diet while in lockdown. Would you recommend intermittent fasting as a practice to maintain one's health?
Well, it depends what you eat. I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with giving intermittent fasting a go. And as I've said, if it suits you, if you find it's something you can do, then I would say go for it. It's not going to do your body any harm, generally speaking, to fast for short periods. You know, it's the way we used to live. We humans grew up, if you like, fasting all the time because they only ate when they had access to food. So they had long periods of fasting, probably much more than we ever have in a sort of modern fasting world. So yeah, the key really is if it suits you. If it suits you and you feel some health benefits and you see some health benefits, then you should go for it. If it doesn't suit you, then it's not something I would persevere with, because you know, we all need to eat well and eat healthily and aim for all those sorts of things. But food is also a very important part of life that should be about enjoyment and whānau and family and culture and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, I would promote fasting for sure if it works for you. But if it doesn't, I wouldn't push it.
Are there any dangers when it comes to fasting, such as affecting growth and youth?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be recommending fasting for children in any shape or form. Generally, it's not something we promote. Certainly, children's growth can be stunted with long-term severe energy restriction, but it has to be, you know, basically we lose weight first, and then children will lose height, well, stop growing as well in terms of their height. But that has to be fairly severe forms of energy malnutrition that you see. It's probably not something we promote for young people, for children, but for adults out there who are interested in giving it a go, see how you like it. You might like the 5-2 approach. You might prefer the time-restricted eating, which just means sort of only eating between sort of midday and 8 p.m., for example, or 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So you have a sort of longer... I mean, we all fast overnight, and it's just extending that fast a few more hours. And that a lot of people find that works really well for them. So they just don't have breakfast, for instance, and they don't eat after 7 p.m., and they find that they're still eating normally, they're eating sort of what they want, hopefully the healthier options, but they're just not eating sort of most of the day, if you like.
That was Professor Rachel Taylor, the head of the Department of Medicine from the University of Otago. Rachel affirms that when it comes to intermittent fasting, the most important thing is personal preference and what you're comfortable with, as with any sort of diet or eating pattern.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.